This is Marie, and I will be giving you feedback on your learning activities in this audio podcast. I'd like to start by saying I think you have a good start on your learning activities here. I love the module titles, and I hope that you carry through the creative labeling throughout the course and your learning activities in different sections of your course. For your discussion interaction in Module 1, I see that you're going to have a meet and greet with a series of questions. I'd love to see the actual questions so that I could give you feedback on them. The questions should be open-ended and foster interaction. Please review the overall course feedback put together by Professor Pickett. She's going to talk about how to design and write good discussion questions, and I think that will help you. In Module 2, I see you have discussion, debate, and then another discussion. I'm not really sure what the debate is about or what questions are going to be guiding the discussion. I'd like to see more detail on that so that I can give feedback to you. You know, what are they discussing? What are they debating? Is the presentation and the debate the same thing, or are they different? It would be nice to see the actual topics here as well. Having more detail here would be really helpful. I'd also like you to think about the formula for the design of an online course in taking the learning objectives that you have, breaking them down into module objectives, using those objectives to create the learning activities, and then having assessment, evaluation, and feedback that align with those activities and objectives. I think that will help you to really refine what you have. You know, you have a good start here, but I think it could be refined and possibly aligned a little bit better, and that will make it clear to me and your students what your expectations for their learning actually are. Okay, in the evaluation section, I'm seeing you're going to evaluate the presentations, the debate, and discussion participation. So my question to you is, are you only grading the participation? What about the quality of the posts? In my experience, a focus on quality of the discussion will increase the depth of learning for all assignments. So I think if you created rubrics so that you can give the students an idea of quantity and quality for the discussion, that would be helpful. Okay, Module 3, I see you're having the students do reading. They're going to contact a student recruitment office, and they're going to create an artifact. I like that you are giving the students choice in creating the artifact assignment, but I'm wondering if the students can go in any direction on this. So maybe you want to provide a little bit of guidance, a little bit of structure for this assignment. Also, Module 3, what is the discussion here? What is the prompt that's guiding the interaction? Going back to the artifact assignment, how will students know what to ask the recruitment office? And how will the artifacts be evaluated? Are there specific required elements? Would it be helpful to your students for you to create a rubric so they know how they'll be evaluated so that they can make sure to include necessary elements, such as if you want them to reference something, or if you want them to have multimedia, or if you want them to answer a list of specific questions? These are all things that you should think about. Another question that I had is, in several of your modules, you're saying that the student will contact the International Student Services Office at their local college, or International Student Recruitment at their local college. But my question is, are you guiding the students in developing their questions when they call these colleges? Like, how do they know what to ask? You're saying you'll need to have a set of questions before you do this, but are you giving them any guidance on what would be appropriate or what they would need to know, or, you know, maybe even how they'll be evaluated? Maybe that rubric will help them develop those questions. I don't know, just an idea. Again, in Module 4, I'd like to see more detail about the discussion posts. You're saying students will create a flowchart. So is that going to be a Word document? Is it going to be an animation? Are you going to give students choice in that? So I see it's going to be in the discussion board, but there's not much more detail than that. Same comment for Module 5. I don't see the discussion questions for Module 5. In the final module, Module 6, I see that the students are going to do some sort of presentation or project, and that you're giving them choice. You're not limiting them on topic. You're also giving them choice of tool. So that's great that they can choose to do a Prezi, a voice thread, or some other tool. That's really great. I'm wondering if you want to have the students check in with you about their topic before they start on the project, or if project can be developed throughout the whole course that may help them, help the students self-regulate, and it also helps you provide them feedback throughout the process rather than just at the end. So if you think about how this course is structured, the major goal is for the student to create online course, design an online course that they will teach, someday. But throughout the ETAP 640 course, the development of your course is divided into little chunks, and along the way, Professor Pickett and I are providing the students feedback that will help them refine what they've been working on. So I'm wondering if your course could be set up like that somehow. Also, you might want to have the students share their final projects with other students in the class. And finally, I think you are missing a course community area, so please review the overall course feedback provided by Professor Pickett and design some sort of module that has some aspects to help student socialization, maybe a suggestion box, maybe shared resources. Think about how you can create that, add that to your course. I think that would be great. Overall, I think you have a good start here. I'd like to see more detail, and I hope that the feedback that I'm providing you will help give you some ideas to further refine what you have here, and I believe that will make your course better. So I hope you'll find this helpful.